Joining us now on the line is Addison Harper. Hey, Addie, how you doing?
Hello, good morning. I'm good, thank you, Mel. How are you?
Oh, look, babe, we are so well and so incredibly excited and proud of you. You're going to be representing Darwin in the Miss Trans Global Australia. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
This is huge, babe. We've got so much to unpack on this one. I don't even know where to start. Tell us a little bit about the pageant.
So it's a virtual pageant. It's held online, and it's just to raise issues around trans issues and trans problems from around the world in everyone's country. And just basically, they're just looking for like an advocate to stand up and talk about the issues that, you know, other people may not know about or people don't genuinely talk about in everyday life. And just shed more light on the trans community around the world and our issues and the problems that we face and stuff living in everyday life.
And you've been incredibly important. You've been incredibly generous and incredibly transparent with the greater Darwin community as a whole, going through your transition. Lots of videos online, lots of chats. You came on and spoke with me on air, hoping to let everybody know just what it means to be a trans woman.
Yeah, of course. It is very important. There is still a lot of stigma around not only the trans community, but the LGBTIQ plus community. So my mantra was always that if I could just help one person to, you know, help their life be a little bit better, then, you know, that's all that was important to me, because, you know, everybody has struggles in life. And when you have struggles of a community turning their back on you and things like that, it can be quite daunting. Mm-hmm. So just for people to be able to see that it is okay and people will accept you and there is a community out there that will love you, that was probably my main, wish, was to get that across to people.
Addison, congratulations to start with.
Thank you so much.
I'm very ignorant when it comes to the trans sort of
community.
But like, what are the problems? Like, what do people need to be aware of? Do you know what would make me a better person to know?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I think like one of the biggest problems in Australia is employment, and business owners actually, giving a trans person the opportunity to work for them. And, a lot of people think that, trans people are different or whatever, but, you know, we're just normal people that want to live our life the best, just like everybody else. And I think in Australia, the medical treatment could be a little bit better, more accessible for people in regional areas. So that's really important as well, and that's something that I'll be touching on throughout the competition, is that people in rural towns, don't get the same opportunities as people in the bigger cities, especially Darwin. Like, a few years ago, we didn't really have any resources here to help trans people, and trans people were going to the doctor to, express how they were feeling and, saying that they wanted to start their transition, but doctors up here didn't really know anything about it and people were getting turned away. So it was only a few years ago that Northside got funding from the government to have an LGBTI specialist here in Darwin once a month so that people could access those services. And it's done really great. There's been lots of people that have come out and it's been really... well utilised as well for the LGBTI community, more so trans people, because they have somebody that they can go to that actually knows and has studied, trans issues and things like that. So they're able to recommend the best outcomes for the trans people.
Yeah, and it must be comforting to know that that support is available right here where we live, because, we've talked about it before, Addison, the stigma and the reaction from community can lead to some terrible outcomes for young people as they're going through this journey.
Yeah, of course. And another thing that I'll be touching on is the suicide rate in trans people is, way above what it should be. And that's just because, some places just don't have the support and their families don't support them, or they think their friends don't support them. But like I try to tell everybody, everybody has at least one or two really good friends that would go out of their way for you. So if you're ever in trouble or feeling sad, please call that one friend, because, you know, everybody in this world has that one friend that will be able to help them out of their dark place.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
It's a great job you're doing. So the Miss Trans Global Australia, Addison, how do people get involved? It's a virtual tour. Have you got a website?
Yes, so they can like on Facebook, Miss Trans Global Australia and Miss Trans Global. Everything will be kicking off in the next 2 weeks. So basically we have to every week submit a video of different themed things, and then they will post them online. Unfortunately, Miss Trans Global Australia, the general public can't vote on.
Oh, no!
But if I make it, I'm judged by a panel. So if I make it through to Miss Trans Global, then I'll be able to represent Australia in the international competition. Then people will be able to go online and vote for my videos and things like that. But I have to make it past that stage for the general public to be able to vote, unfortunately.
And Addie, do we have a representative from each state and territory at this stage? Or how big's the pool? How many are you fighting against?
I'm pretty sure there's only four of us.
That's all right.
I like those odds.
Yeah, one in four.
I like those odds. And then you'll go up against the world.
Yes. So there'll be a trans representative from each country.
Yep.
So, and it's all virtual and it will all be online. And it's like a massive pageant. We have to do lots of things. So some of the things that I need to do for Miss Trans Global Australia is I need to talk about my Australian dream, and I have 2 minutes to do that. And that's to touch on advocacy work that I do and local businesses that I support and what I believe would make Australia better for the trans community. And then I get to do a live performance where I send in a performance piece, like a talent piece, and that gets played at the Sydney Opera House. So that's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So I get to virtually perform at the Sydney Opera House. So that's, so that's like a bucket list for me. We get to submit like a Mardi Gras look, and then we have to do a night at the Logie. So we have to do like, you know, like a pageant gown. And then the final one is just like a Q&A with the panel. So they ask you 2 or 3 questions, and you have 2 minutes to answer each question. And the questions are based around trans issues here in Australia. So, yeah, lots of research I've got to do, but I'm onto all of it, and I'm a trans advocate and a human rights activist as well. So that stuff is what I'm really passionate about, so I'm really excited about that.
Do you know the other contestants you're up against? Is there much cattiness between you guys?
No, not at all. We're all in a private group together, and everybody was just excited to be picked. We just had to send in a 45-minute audition video and some photos.
45 minutes?
What?
Oh, sorry, 45 seconds. Oh. Sorry, 45 seconds.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I wouldn't be able to talk about that long. 45 seconds. So we had to all audition, and they didn't have many people that had entered, so it got prolonged, the finalised date, and we didn't actually know when the date was, and we just randomly all got a text last week to say that we had made it, and, yeah, it was just really good. I think we're all just pleased that we get to represent the trans community of Australia and our states as well.
Absolutely. It's a brilliant honour, and we couldn't think of anybody better for the task.
Thank you so much.
Just brilliant. And just before we say good morning, congratulations on a fantastic Fab Alice. It looks like it was a huge success.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, Fab Alice is a hoot, and we weren't sure what to expect this year because it was all a little bit smaller due to COVID, anti-COVID. So, but, yeah, it was great. The community turned out. It was fabulous. My feet are still a little bit numb, but it was all worth it. People are a little bit loose in the desert, so the party's always good. You guys will have to come next year.
We will, absolutely. Addison, thank you so much for your time this morning. We will be cheering you on from the sidelines during your journey with Trans Global Australia, I should say, and we can't wait until you represent Australia and we can help and vote and get you across the line.
Thank you so much for always supporting me and everything that I do. I love it.